first thing you need to know is where to find it. And it's betterthangraph.com. ACK is mainly a replacement for grep-r, which is a recursive grep, which goes through basically directory hierarchies. and it pretty much is grep, except that it does everything that you expect it to do without asking it to. And by that I mean it ignores backup files and files like Subversion and Git repositories that normally if you're searching with a grep-r, grep-r by default would find all those files that you really don't want to take a look at. So let's take a look at, I'm in my projects directory of my development system. So write some programs in here, some mine, some other people's. So if I do a grep-r, and I can never remember if it's a capital or a lowercase r, and I want to find things with my name on them.
Is that a standard bash shell with blue being the directories?
Yeah, it's, well, it's bash, but I don't know how standard it is. I've done a lot of customization. and I forgot the directory. Alright. So the first thing that it didn't know I meant was to look in the current directory and everything below it. And certainly there has to be my name in here somewhere. Why is it not letting me go through here? All right, so I found my name in a few different places. Not too many. Now let's do the same thing, except with ACK. And I don't need the directory, because it assumes the current directory, although I can put it in there, I think. Let's see if that's true or not. We're waiting for that to work. Installing it. There's a couple different ways to install it. On my Mac, I did this curl, and I put it in user local bin. You can put it in tilde bin if you just want it for yourself. Pretty simple way to get it. If you're using Ubuntu or Debian, the package name is ack-grep. If you install ack, you get something completely different, which doesn't do what you expect, and you're like, how come my ack isn't working right? If you're user cpan, I probably recommend using the Ubuntu or the Debian method if your operating system comes with it. Otherwise, probably use the cpan method of installation. And there was something wrong with it when I did install it this way. I don't remember if the syntax was not quite as expected. But if you're familiar with cpan, it should be pretty straightforward, I think.
How do you get the man page if you use some source?
That I don't know. Actually, I think if you just do, not sure why that's not working. If you just do ack, it prints out.
Yeah, I mean it helps extensive, but
the help file. Oh, there it is. Ack-man. More extensive. I don't know why I get these weird characters.
I do a JSR.
I don't think that does it. I think. Oh, okay.
What does that do, Carl?
What?
What does dash R do?
takes raw characters.
Raw.
Huh. You know, I think I've had that problem in almost every Unix system in the past 5 years. It might have something to do with locales too.
Yeah, I believe it does.
Which was my assumption.
And if the capital R allows you to also see colors. I think you're gonna do a grep with dash color in it.
This is a Mac, so it's slightly different than Linux answers. So there you go. It's pretty extensive man page. Actually, this might answer about the ACRC file, which I didn't really know about. Put on your options. Tips, use the ACRC file. So it's pretty much self-contained in this one binary. So it's not too big a deal to just do this curl. And if you don't maintain the system you're running it on, you can always put it in tilde bin, add that to your path. Pretty simple. So it pretty much always does the right thing. Let's go into... faster. If you don't pipe it through less, or if you don't pipe it to anything, if you use it interactively, it will by default highlight and color the things that match. You can specify color there to force it to do it, and you may need to use less-r in this case to accept color highlighting. That's weird here. All right, let's see if this jQuery directory has a subversion subdirectory in it. So let's see what I want to look for. If I do grep if I can do this. Okay. And all right. Here I just want to, I'm using dash L to show, just list the files that contain this get element. And if you look at them, half of them are in the .svn directory, which those are just copies of the files. They're not really in the file systems per se. They're sort of almost like backup files for different versioning that the subversion keeps track of. So if I do a word count, I get 365. But if I do the same thing with ACK, I'll probably get about half of those. Oh, wait. Why did I get so many? I wasn't expecting that.
Still searching Trump. Does he recognize trunk as SVN? As a subversion?
Did I do something new enough? How did it find more? I'm very curious. I wonder if it looked in a zip file somewhere. Well, let's do a dash L on it and see if it'll tell us. Or you see it didn't get any of the .svn files. It only came up with 157 here.
Oh, you got...
Or 183.
So, I may have missed... Was there a configuration step before this, or is this just a behavior?
I know what I didn't do. No, this is default behavior. It's pretty much... What I said was that ACK is pretty much grep-r with all the defaults you wish grep-r had.
Oh, what about ACK's minus L?
Yeah, that's what it was. I forgot the minus L. So 183 instead of 365. So it missed most of them. So it didn't find all the ones in my subversion directories. If you see, it also skips all backup files that it knows about. It knows about Unix backup files, which start with the tilde. Emacs swap files, which started in with a hash or a pound sign. Vim swap files that end in .swp. And it skips your core files, your dump files, too. So that's nice. Also here, it tells you what it skips. It skips Git repositories, Mercurial. I don't even know what half of these are. CVS, Bazaar, SVN. RCS. I'm not even sure what tilde dot dot is. Another cool thing is you can only, let's see, if we...
What was the command to get them? Was that help?
Just plain ACK or ACK dash dash help. I think it's the same thing, but I'm not just exactly sure. Yeah, it's the same thing. Dash dash help is the same as if you supply nothing. Let's see what else I was going to show you. You can say, just show me, and I'm going to go back up a directory. I don't know if I have any Perl files, but I can say, just show me Perl files that contain... actually, I wonder if you can just do that. Okay, apparently I do have some profiles. Get. So.
Dot dot is like.
Dot star, well, dot star is everything. What?
DOT is word templates, used for word templates.
That doesn't sound right. That can't be right.
I think so.
Not tilde dot dot, though. So I can also say, find me everything that's not a Perl file. And let's say I don't want any Ruby files or .erb files, too. Although, let's see. Wow, it's smart enough to know that .erb are actually Ruby files, which they are. Let's say no HTML. I think you can specify it anywhere. And no JavaScript. So, it's pretty smart. I don't even know what half of these files are. Alright. Gotta remember the best feature of this program is the ACK command, which just prints a picture of Bill the Cat, but we noticed something in the while browsing the source today. You can put as many T's and P's in there as you want, as long as it has one P or T and ends in a T. So, kind of funny. What else did I want to show you? Most of the grep switches are available there. The dash I for ignore case, dash V for inverting the logic of the search. dash L to print only the file, the lines that match, or number of the names of the files that match. Context, which can print the X number of lines before and after the thing that it found. So let me do dash color here. So in this case, it found the get there, but it shows me the two lines before and the two lines after each one it finds. And so in most cases, that's going to be five lines, the two before, the one it is, and the two after it. But occasionally, if it finds the search term in consecutive lines, it'll show more than that. Here's the case where it only shows one line before because it's on the second line of the file. And here's a whole bunch that are pretty close within the file. So it shows them all combined in one section. let's see what else is interesting. That's pretty much standard grep stuff. If you want to know what kind of types, here's all the different types it can search for or not search for. So if you want to search just for, like I said, Ruby files, Ruby does rb.rhtml and .erb.rjs and .rxml. I think you can configure these to add new types. I'm not 100% sure of that. Stan?
Does it need the suffix on the file name in order to find or not find?
Yeah, well, that's how it knows. If you're asking it to search for CSS files, that's how it knows. It looks at the extensions and determines if that's either you're looking for CSS files or you want to ignore all CSS files.
I found something Gary sent out today. It said it would look for, like, Perl. It would look for the shebang, and it found that it was a profile.
No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't do that.
I saw that someplace, too.
I don't believe that's the case.
But you couldn't always count on that because not everything has a shebang.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not the case. It's not on their front main page. Here is their 10 reasons to use ACK instead of grep. Runs on Windows just fine. I don't know if that's a good reason.
Yeah, look at number 7. It says right there. Last line.
ACK?
That's what I saw today.
So just the Perl one, but...
That doesn't look at the shebang.
ACK's Perl also checks the shebang lengths of files without suffixes.
What is the
shebang? It's the hash pound and then... So, okay, let's create a file.
Hash pound.
And cd temp. And... let's vim test Perl file. And so that's the shebang right there. I don't know where Perl is on here. This is maybe a Perl file. Alright. So ACK Perl. And I'm looking for the word maybe. So, yeah, it actually did there. Now, here's the next question. What if I do user bin inv?
Instances.
Yeah, I guess it's going to know that. Now, the next question is, will that work? Hopefully that won't work. Yay! All right. So, only if it doesn't have extension, it looks... So the next question is... will it do the same for Ruby files? Yes. Okay. So it's pretty smart. It checks the shebang line if it's not if it doesn't have a file extension.
I wonder is does it check for that string anywhere in the
in the first line, I would imagine.
So like, but also like if you have something called, you know, Ruby 2.
Well, Ruby 2 is probably valid. How about Ruby Tuesday? I don't expect that to work, but we'll see.
But I wonder if you have like Ruby 182 or something like that.
I expect that to work. Let's see. Add.
That would be nice.
Nope. Bad news. Well, but really, you almost always have a file extension on, at least on Ruby files, Python files. Perl is probably less likely. Perl and Bash are probably less likely to have extensions, and they're usually pretty standard shebang lines. All right, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Color highlighting, that's actually my grep, and some systems actually have it automatically color highlight by using a environment variable. In fact, I might do that here. And let's go up a directory. Grep -r. Yeah, by default that doesn't happen, but I think that's because I have an environment variable called grep options that says color equals auto. But like I said, ACT does what you expect it to without having to configure it. It is nice that it uses Perl regular expressions instead of some of the lesser regular expression engines. The Perl regular expression engine is actually used in Python and PHP. I think it's used in Ruby as well. PReg is usually what it's called. Anyone have questions I can cover? Pretty much, like I said, it does what you expect it to do. It's almost... It's kind of like Ruby for me, the programming language. Everything is the way you expect it to be and you would want it to be if you designed it yourself today. It just does the right thing. It's sort of the do what I mean grep-r command. Any questions? I've got a few more minutes. I'll see if there's another... feature I want to cover.
Can you do replace or anything
like that? No, it doesn't have any sed functionality. Let's see. I don't know what this grouping is. Let's see. Print a file name heading above each file's results. Okay, so. Usually, especially if I'm going through a file hierarchy, a tree, a bunch of files, grep is kind of okay if you're piping through into grep, or if you're just grepping a single file or something. But if you want to do a grep-r, you should probably be using ACK because it does the right thing. It ignores files that you and directories that you would not normally want to ignore. And if you look here at the bottom of the help file, it shows you what those are, like Git repositories, subversion repositories, backup files, swap files, and core dumps. So most of my projects are in either Git or subversion, and especially in the subversion ones, not so much in Git because they don't have the same file names and it stores it a different way, but in subversion all your files are kind of duplicated in the .svn directory. Those are the basically the committed versions, and the uncommitted versions are outside the .svn directory. It's smart enough to know not to look at those duplicate files. Doesn't look at the backup files, doesn't look at the subversion files. It by default, it's smart enough to know that you probably, if you're interactive, you would like color highlighting. Also the ability to say what kind of files you want to find. There's no Perl files in here. And the ability to, instead of having to, in fact, I don't know if there's even a way in grep to say, don't give me any JavaScript files, except I would probably do this. I'd do a grep-r get current directory, and then I would actually go grep minus v dot js. And then I have to, I forgot to get rid of the .svn files. Grep-v .svn. All right, there I'm closer to it.
You'd almost have to do that with find if you had anything.
Yeah, you could do find, but it's just a lot easier to say, hey, find me all the non-JavaScript files that have get in them.
It actually gives the file a path, and then on a separate line it gives a line number and then the line. So it makes it a lot easier to see.
That's the header option there.
Does that by default line?
So here we've got this, and then let's do.
It's much easier to see than grep.
Is it head instead of header? There we go.
Heading.
And you really want to use color if you do that. There we go.
You're going to be your last dash on.
Yeah, probably, but mine seems to.
Capital R.
Yeah, mine has. I think I have. I have that in my less option. So, yeah, that's. It says by default it does that if you're not piping it through to anything. That's probably something I might want to add to my .apprc file, because I probably want to pipe it to less most of the time. Or you can actually, there was let's see, pager. Can say pager equals less and have it automatically page for you. Actually, that's probably another good thing to let's create a. I'm almost out of time. All right, now I don't need to type pipe to less. Yeah, didn't do that one. That didn't do it either.
You still need a way to tell it to use the pager?
No, it shouldn't.
Maybe you don't need the dash.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. Do not know. Maybe it's a bug. You know what? There's my bug right there. All right. So this should work, right? Hey, there we go. Let's see if we just do ACK. That's a little odd. Well, it doesn't do the help. But before, I could just do ACK, and it gave me ACK to the help page. But now, I guess because I put dash dash pager equals less, it doesn't allow that. One other feature I wanted to do, or show you, was you can define your own types here, and that would be in your .acrc file. So you can set new types, say what extensions they have, so it can recognize types that aren't predefined in it. So that's it.
Does it not read from standard in?
I don't know. I've never used it because it's always grep-r you always want to use it on
some files. Yeah, I'd say that's a different way. You just typed ACK, and I think if you were using grep, it would just sit there waiting for you to enter something, but ACK just quit.
I guess it knows if it's got a TTY or an input file. So, alrighty, that's it. I've been happy using ACK for, especially in my programming directories. Very useful, quick little command, but it saves a lot of hassles over grep-r.
Greg is the reigning supreme.